5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you all very much.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken there answering questions from journalists after that update he gave on the situation in Afghanistan, saying that there is a very high risk of an attack as that evacuation operation at Kabul airport continues. We also got a bit of an idea on how many Americans might still need to be helped out of Afghanistan. Let's bring in LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks, who was listening to that. Simon, a bit of detail there from Secretary Blinken.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a broken man, John. I mean, you could hear in his voice, but if you were able to see that on television, or if you were, you know, you get a chance later to see the video images of that, he's spent. He is emotionally drained. At times, I wondered if he was going to be able to get through to the end of that press conference. He has enormous bags under his eyes. He obviously has not been sleeping for several days, I would imagine. And at times, it looked like he was on the verge of tears, especially during that searing question from Andrea Mitchell, one of the MSNBC anchors here, and very much a senior international affairs correspondent in Washington, D.C., challenging him over the fact that, from what we've heard today from other government officials, the Taliban clearly are not living up to the commitments that they made to continue cooperating with the evacuation effort. And that is one of the key issues that President Biden said would be a determining factor in whether U.S. forces leave on August the 31st or not. And she went on to ask him in detail about the betrayal of Afghans who have worked for the American embassy, of Afghans who have supported the U.S. effort more broadly, and particularly of Afghan women and girls by the Biden administration. And the question was searing, and he looked utterly drained and browbeaten by it. I mean, in terms of the facts that he presented, he now says that he thinks there are only 1,000 or so American citizens still in Afghanistan that they are seeking to contact to establish whether they still want to leave. I have to tell you, that is directly in contradiction to what a State Department briefer reportedly told members of Congress today. They were told, or they say they were told, that there were as many as 4,000 Americans still in Afghanistan that may want evacuation. Now the State Department says that the briefer who was providing that information to members of Congress misspoke. I mean, I don't quite understand how that possibly occurs. How do you tell members of Congress there are over 4,000 people awaiting evacuation from Afghanistan who are American citizens, but then the Secretary of State comes out and tells reporters that, in fact, he thinks the number is only around 1,000. And there were points early in that appearance where, as we've heard from Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, in the last couple of days, and Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, about, I think, 11 or 12 days ago, they sort of imply that these Americans who are stuck there have only themselves to blame. He said that the United States had made repeated warnings to Americans not to go to Afghanistan. And then much later in the news conference, he said, let me be crystal clear, there is no deadline on our assistance to American citizens, but he insisted that the effort will continue every day after August the 31st. In other words, he's absolutely laying the groundwork in that appearance for what he seems now to know will be an American military withdrawal on August the 31st that will, by definition, leave many Americans and thousands of Afghans behind. And he is saying, essentially, we'll do whatever we can to help them after we've left the country. That's one of the reasons why we're trying to keep the airport open, because we recognize that they will want to get out, and we'll continue pressuring the Taliban to make sure that they are allowed to get out, even though there are swelling numbers of reports on social media from Afghanistan, from news organizations, from non-governmental organizations, that there are American citizens, foreign nationals from allied nations, and of course Afghans, who are being obstructed and blocked from getting to the airport. So, you know, it was interesting that at one point he sort of almost departed from his prepared remarks and said that he had found it to be a punch in the gut when he had read the story of a small child of one of the Afghan translators who had worked with American forces being trampled to death over the weekend at Kabul airport. And I think it was absolutely apparent from his appearance there that he has been greatly personally affected by the events of the last couple of weeks. And you've got to wonder, having watched that, if he's actually in a sufficiently robust state to continue serving as Secretary of State alongside President Biden as we head towards days and possibly weeks of uncertainty, with this clear indication that American troops are going to leave and there will be Americans and Afghans who supported them left behind at the mercy of the Taliban. It was, I think, a deeply, deeply unnerving appearance by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And if the Biden administration and the White House thought that was going to soothe the anxieties of those people who wonder exactly whether this administration has got a firm grip on what it is doing in Afghanistan, I don't think that that appearance has done very much to push back on any of those questions.
Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, thank you very much.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.